didn't, you know, the chess match didn't go accordingly. Is that where the
it comes down to execution. You know, that's there's a chess match every game you're playing, but it comes down to, you know, you can't always design the perfect play. You know, and players got to make some adjustments on the run. And then if there's a mistake that happens or something we haven't seen, we have to make an adjustment as a coaching staff on the sideline to help those guys out and say, hey, listen, here's something we haven't seen. It's something new this week. No big deal. Let's move on. If it comes up again, let's hit it in the mouth and let's go. So that happens. Every game you make adjustments on the sideline to say, hey, here's something a little bit different they're doing. And, you know, you can't predict what's going to happen there. It's just something you have to adjust to. That's part of our job as coaches, to help the players out for them to be successful.
Is it something that you can guys lean on, that you can lean on, though, that the last two games have seen quick starts on that first possession?
Well, definitely. That's something we emphasize every week, though. It's not just the past 2 weeks. It's just the past 2 weeks we've had more success doing that. And it's something you always want to do every game. You always talk about, you know, running certain things early in the game to have success. And some weeks you have more success than others. But they've done a nice job the past couple weeks. So it definitely helps the entire football team when you can jump out, get a lead, get off to a fast start, and, you know, execute the plan the way you want it to go.
Richard Quinn, he's seen a lot more action the last couple weeks on offense. How has he progressed this year?
He's done a nice job. You know, he learns from Daniel Graham, which is great. Daniel helps the guys a tremendous amount of time. You know, he spends extra time with those guys. Coach Liggs does a great job with them. And, you know, each week we try to put the best plan together with the best 11 guys on the field at, you know, at certain times.
Would you like to see him grow as a receiver now that you're seeing some good things out in his locker already?
Definitely. You know, we've asked him to do certain things from week to week this year. And the more opportunities he's got, the better he's been. That's like every player on your team, though. The more they play, the better they're all going to get. So he's getting more and more comfortable every day, and he's done a nice job the past couple weeks for us.
Josh has talked about Sean's running at practice with more confidence and more, you know, because of his health. Does that in turn give the coaches more confidence in the balance that you're seeking in the pin? You know, the running game being better come Sunday?
Well, I think we've definitely got confidence in what we're doing from week to week. And we put plans together with the things that we think are going to work the best for our football team. And, you know, it always helps when you're running the ball with the way we had the past couple weeks. That kind of, the more you stay balanced, the better you're going to be as a football team.
You see him going full speed at practice and not having, you know, the health issues is what I'm saying. Gives you that, like...
Without a doubt. You know, he's feeling better and better every day. And all the hard work and, you know, the rehab and stuff he's done over the past months, it's obviously paying off now, and he's running the way we think he can run.
All right. Have a good Thanksgiving.